You are now listening to a member of the Disney Podcast family. Head over to Disney Podcast Family on Instagram to see all the latest posts for this show and links to other great Disney podcasts.
Pay attention, it's Joe time.
I can't believe it.
Oh, Mike.
I was on TV!
Gentlemen, m'lady, you will always remember this as the day that you almost caught Captain Jack
Sparrow. I only hope that we never lose sight of one thing, that it was all started by a mountain.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to episode 94 of the Disney Universe Podcast. We are a bi-weekly podcast talking about everything in the vast universe of Disney, such as Marvel, Pixar, Lucasfilm, 20th Century, ABC. I can't think of anything else. Everything else. Maybe Paramount.
Everything the light touches.
Everything the light touches. Except the shadowy place in the corner. That's Paramount still. And
or my face.
Sony, so, and your face, so you are the elephant graveyard, sir. I am one of your hosts.
Thanks.
Joey. I don't know. And with me, that right there is one of my co-hosts, Ryan. What's up, man? How you doing?
Hello, everybody. Welcome to our 5-year anniversary show.
Yes, I did not throw that out there yet, but yes. This is our 5-year anniversary. If you're new to the YouTube channel, which we're still fairly new, we've been doing a podcast for the last 5 years. Started July 17th, 2016. Coincidence? I think not. That happened on purpose, and because Disneyland is also celebrating their 66th anniversary tomorrow, this 17th, when our official anniversary is. So we're going live because we've been playing with this whole live thing for the last couple months. We're having fun. We're enjoying it. And we're going to tie it in with our episode. So you're hearing it first. You're going to hear some mess ups. You're going to hear some good, you know, good old fashioned bloopers, possibly. But those on the listening to the podcast, this will be released on the 17th. So we don't really have any news going on, but we do have some special people that we really want to shout out without this show. And you're going to be hearing this a lot throughout this episode. But without this group of people, we wouldn't have a show. So I'm going to hand it over to Ryan, man. Who we got to thank here?
Well, we would like to thank Discord.
What are they a part of?
I'm trying to think. See,
bloopers,
this is
right
live.
Off the bat. Oh my god!
There we go. Because I always want to say our engineers, but that's our other show, All Aboard. So YouTubers, if you're new here and you want to check out our other show, it's All Aboard Disneyland Railroad. But DU Crew, that's what we call these folks. Welcome to the blooper show. So we'd like to thank Discord Apparel.
The next 5 years will be a lot smoother.
Yeah, Sasquatch, Mike, is he new?
No, Mike's been here for a long time, man.
Oh, okay. See, I never do the DU crew. It's usually our other half, but and Superfan Jen, Superfan Sasquatch as well. So
yes,
we'd like to thank you guys. If you guys would like to be a part of the DU crew, you can head over to patreon.com/DisneyUniversePodcast, and we got some fun tiers for you guys to check out and some cool swag.
And actually, it's patreon.com/DU crew. A lot easier, a lot quicker. So,
yeah, I don't do it for this show. I was confusion.
And he doesn't listen. No, I'm just kidding.
I don't listen either.
But I just once again, we are celebrating our 5th anniversary. I can't believe it's been going on this long. And I am actually going to have a celebratory beer given to me by one Ryan Punn. This is my Jay and Silent Bob beers from the event you're at. So,
did you try the other one yet?
Not yet, because I might be saving it, but I might drink it soon. So, but I will be toasting. What was that?
So I want to see if it tastes good. if it, okay. the airplane made it disgusting or not. And I got my water because I didn't know we were drinking.
Okay. And this is a nice little light beer, so I'll be pulling up that for the night. But we'll just start off. You know, we got some messages from friends. We're having audio difficulties, so we won't be able to play them on the live show, but they will be on the podcast. So I'll kind of cut out a little area, and you can see how we do a live show sometimes and where the editing comes in. But
yeah,
I've been wanting to be a podcaster for a very long time. I've been listening to podcasts well over 10 years. There's very few there was a lot of Disney podcasts, but there's very few Disneyland podcasts. So some of the first ones I started listening to was like A Window to the Magic, which is still going strong. It's a great podcast. And especially for us out-of-town folks that just love the sounds of Disney, Paul, if you're not familiar, Paul has these binaural earbuds, basically. And they record sound in HD 3D. And it's amazing because, back in the day when, we still had parades and stuff, you'd watch Sound Sational, and you literally feel like you can hear it passing by. So you'd close your eyes and everything. So that, I was living in Portland, and that was one of my favorite. Except, sometimes if you're on public transit and you're hearing somebody whispering behind you, you're kind of looking. But it's great. Yeah, so that was a great one. And me and my niece actually planned on doing a Disney podcast, and it just never happened because I thought I could just have a MacBook and just talk into it, but you got to hook up the microphones and all that stuff. So that didn't happen, but started listening to, and there, like I said, throughout the years, I listened to so many, but just wasn't ready. So one of the first clip I wanted to play was from my good friends, Rich and Sarah from Skywalker Through Neverland. And I was one of the early fans, still a big fan, and but we're family, we're friends now, of course, for over the last 6 years, almost. And because I was a guest on their show a couple times, and it kind of made me cut my teeth and being in a podcast and just being interviewed, and so that was that was pretty awesome. Then met Corey, one of our original co-hosts, and I kind of skipped forward on this, but I really wanted to have Corey. He was Corey in the House on this show, and he really, really pushed for me to be Mighty Joe Young. He was really pushing the character names, and I wasn't doing it. So,
no,
I'll do it on All Aboard, but for this one, I was like, I just wasn't feeling it. So maybe that's the real reason why he left. But no, he life caught up with him. And but then, recently we had Christy, producer Christy, join the show as a host. And she's, been part of the show for years, helping me with ideas and, being one of my Disney going live buddies when we do events and stuff. So she's at a wedding this weekend. So it was just a really busy weekend. And I kind of shortened it because I thought we had next week to record. So that was my bad. And then going back to Corey, we met on the Disneyland Inside Out app, and they had a little thread on there, people asking questions or something, and I think something happened. Oh, it was like a birthday thread, and we have the same birthday, August 8th coming up. So if you want to buy us any gifts, I will send my Amazon wish list.
Head over to patreon.com/DU.
But so that's one thing that sparked up. And we kind of, our names are actually the same names on All Aboard. He's Jungle Cruiser, and that was his little tagline on the app. And I went with Yo-Ho Joe, and it's kind of stuck. So, so we kind of became friends through there. Then one of our local, another friend through that app was like, "Hey, is anybody interested in doing a podcast?" And we both like, "I do," and never happened. But then off of that, Corey started All Aboard, where I was a guest a few times and even the conductor. And I'll even do the whistle right now. And so I did that throughout. Then I finally, between All Aboard and Skywalker Through Neverland, I'm like, all right, finally ready to get this podcast started. And I pushed for the date. I'm like, I'll be ready. I want to release it on Disneyland's birthday. And so I built up the social media before it, just to kind of build it, like Tumblr. I don't even know if Tumblr is still a thing or not, but you know, Instagram. Yeah, so yeah, started it first episode. Corey had all the equipment, I had nothing. But the first episode, I recorded from my car in a Macy's parking lot because
no way.
I didn't know. Yeah, if you go back to it, I wanted to play some of it. It was really terrible. But no, that was the first episode, and we've been doing it ever since. And then I think about the time, hey, we're going to go live. What's up, Sasquatch? He writes, yo, what's up, guys? And what's up with you?
So, people listening on Spotify, we have a live chat going.
Yes.
So that's the we'll be cutting in and out with the live.
Yeah, we
chat.
Will. So and I will be reading the live, so just so it goes through. But so by the time we started this show, I think you started being a regular on All Aboard.
During puberty. During puberty. We have one more from Facebook.
Yes, what's up, Tyler? How's it going?
So I think All Aboard was like the first Disneyland. I think Inside the Magic was like my first big podcast. I'm pretty sure they started before All Aboard. And then same Window to the Magic. What's the other? Diz Unplugged. I used to listen to them.
Yes. Yeah.
All Aboard. And then just emailed Corey and
hi guys.
Yeah.
Can I be on the show? Yeah, Sasquatch says, happy to be here, part of the Big Five. Happy to have you here, sir. Tyler also listened, Window to the Magic was his in 05. Yeah,
05?
Yeah, he was one of the original one of the original Disneyland podcasts and one of the great sites to be a part. He's done some great that's one of the first like meetups I went to at Trader Sam's back in the day too, for his Disney one. So, hey, my cousin showed up. So, what's up, cousin?
What's up, cousin?
She's a big Disney fan too, Gabby. So, we always miss each other at the parks. But yeah, I haven't listened to Paul in a while, Tyler. But yeah, so many shows to go on. But then so you became a co-host on, a guest, and we were pretty much the same amount of guests. Then Corey was thinking about like maybe I don't have the, I don't say I don't have the time, but you know, he was really busy. The twins were being born. We're talking too much about Star Wars because Force Awakens was coming out. So he mentioned
my first show was Force Awakens Force Friday.
Yeah. And I thought we clicked pretty quick. So
yeah,
before I knew you were Seahawks
pretty
fan.
Fast. Yeah. Yeah, and then we, and then we came back. I came back for the Force Awakens review, I believe.
Yeah. Udi, what's up, man? USA rocks, Canada sucks.
I agree.
That is,
Canada does suck.
Udi of the Leave It Today podcast and the Mando show. So, what's up,
man? Don't you guys have put your mask back on over there?
Do you see a mask here?
Or no, it's just like, that's just LA County?
I think so.
See, we don't have to wear masks, but it looks like you guys might have to. So
yeah.
No, I agree. What were we talking about? I got distracted.
When you started here.
Yeah. So I came back for the Force Awakens review, and then I think I was like December, and then I started up in January full time.
Yeah, officially January. And so that's pretty much like a year in, because Corey did about a year. So, yeah, Udi says only in LA County.
Okay.
So good. I forgot to show off my awesome beer glass of all these little hop shaped Star Wars characters. Boba, can't remember.
Armor.
I'm like the Forger.
Did you see the new hot toy that they dropped of the armor?
Yeah, that looks pretty awesome.
Might have to order one of those.
Yeah. So those are from Conspiracy Glassworks, gift from Alex, the Big Smooth. So, yes.
That was the Canadian beer.
It's light. So this is from, and this isn't a fresh hops show, but we'll go to it a little bit. It doesn't say what it is. It just says Movies, which is a Kevin Smith thing. Oh, they got the monkey.
I think it was brewed in Vancouver. Oh,
Main Street Brewing.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah, it's not bad. Yeah. It's a lighter one, so. So let me see. Sasquatch says, is it me or did the child look like a hop? They're all hops. So there's a hop Ahsoka. There's a
maybe
hop,
it's a hop Yoda.
3PO. It looks more like Yoda than, yeah. Well, he is 50.
Can't just assume his name.
Grogu. Yeah, because not Disney related, but here's a hop Ghostbusters. So, but no, yeah. So you've been on out of the 5 years, you've been on at four. So
four and a half.
Udi says Trapper Wolf for nothing. Nice. I mean, we'll just go. The Mandalorian.
Trapper Wolf.
Yeah. Never mind. Well, you need a new co-host here real soon. So
yeah, I quit.
Doesn't want to see anything coming out. No, I'm kidding. But speaking of the good stuff, though, like, what were some of your favorite memories? This is going to be kind of like a little nostalgic, little memory show, kind of our little, what we think are greatest hits. We got a few comments, and some stuff we got, like, in the future.
As far as, like, shows go, not like,
anything that's related. I mean, we could break it up, like, do you have any favorite shows or guests, or even, like, we'll kind of break up even different, like, convention memories or,
I think show would be Yumi and Udi fresh out of the theater out of Rise of Skywalker. We did that review.
Oh.
Yeah, an hour after getting out of the theater, we recorded. I think that was pretty fun. It was just a fun show, like, breaking it down, like, right away. With Star Wars nerds, so.
Yeah, totally, especially it being, like, fresh in the, Udi comments any episode I'm on. Of course, sir.
Has he been on any other DU podcast?
He's done a few, like, sound bites, a review of, like, Solo, and we'll have more. And there's Corey. There he is. Nerds!
Hey, don't be mad because I took your job, man.
He gave it to you. And Sasquatch, once again, sup, Udi? Cheers to all you. Joey, I'll remember you forever. The conductor. So maybe the conductor will be coming back someday. So
I think he has to. The people have spoken.
The people have spoken. The whistle has blown.
Has spoken.
Yes, so we're doing that on this show, too. So not just show, then, like, any favorite moments that not necessarily podcast, but maybe just related to the podcast. I mean, it could be a trip.
I think that Rise of Skywalker trailer, like being the first ones to see it at Celebration.
Oh, that was, yeah.
That was pretty awesome.
Just being in that room for that time.
Yeah.
Cork. Yeah, he can be the conductor.
Yeah.
So... No, the whole moment, you know what? That's one of my biggest highlights, not just the trailer, but just Star Wars Celebration in general. I know Udi, Sasquatch might have seen the trailer, and I actually got video of the trailer when we saw it, so I don't know, let's see how it goes here. Going back,
you get
to
taken down for copyright?
No, because there's audio in it, so don't even worry about that. But
okay, cool.
But this is the Rise of Skywalker. Oh, sorry, the Episode 9 trailer, as it was happening at a Star Wars Celebration in Chicago. Oh my God! Everybody's cheering, then shh.
Yeah.
It's Rey.
We've That's not all we know. A thousand generations live in you now. But this is your fight.
I was shaking so much right now. I did have a morning beer too, so I was a little... This video does not do justice what it felt like being in that room.
Not at all. You didn't get Ian McDermott in there?
No, I was shaking so much, and I was just holding it down. I got the audio of it, and that was on our big four-hour recap. But yeah, that was insane. It wasn't the Son of Darkness like you thought it was going to be.
No, I was close.
Yeah,
very close.
Yeah, Udi, I still get chills. Yeah. Sometimes the best thing, it kind of cracks me up too when people are like, I don't want to see that movie. The trailer didn't get me. But then, like, a trailer will come out, and it's like, oh, my God, it looks amazing. And the movie's, you know, controversial, or people don't dig it out.
Yeah, like
much.
The Last Jedi.
Yeah. Or every trailer you see, the trailer didn't grab me. I'm not going to go see it. So,
hey, I got high standards, man.
Do you? Do you really? No, but, yeah, that whole moment, oh, geez. Yeah, I got chills again. I have so many videos that I wanted to share from there, but it's just like, it was just such a crazy weekend. I cannot wait till just a convention that size again. Smaller conventions are happening. Udi writes mostly downhill from there.
I love Udi's picture.
He's handsome. That whole week is probably one of the biggest highlights of doing the podcast. I mean, it would have been a highlight of my life just being there. But, yeah, that was... You know, networking with so many different other podcasts and bloggers. You left, unfortunately, when they had the podcaster meetup at one of the hotels, and that was a lot of fun.
Yeah, that was a long trip. I overdid it. That's on me.
WrestleMania, Star Wars Celebration is kind of busy.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, we hung out with everybody from Skywalking, Blaster Points, Kessel Run Weekly, great podcast. You met Blast Points at AceCon. Your first real solo gig for the podcast, actually.
Oh, yeah. Well, they have their own
Did you? I think they have their own stage,
I saw them on stage, but I don't know if I talked to them.
Oh,
I don't
okay.
remember. Maybe.
It was your first con, too. You're kind of overwhelmed. But you met a fan, or you met a listener there, so that was cool.
I did. That was pretty cool.
That was, yeah. So, Star Wars Celebration. Such a great time. And Corey. Sorry, Jungle Cruiser. Star Wars is just okay.
He's Corey on the show just because of that comment.
Yes. I like his little... I like his picture.
That's from cute. All aboard. I think my arm's in the background.
Yeah. No, I think that's his arm, like, stretched out. I don't know. Anyways.
Oh, yeah, it is.
We have other fun memories. Do you have any before I mention any, or...?
No, the rest was pretty bad.
Jeez.
No, our meetup was fun in December. The Trader Sam's meetup.
Yeah.
That was pretty cool.
I tried to share a video from there, but it was too short.
Okay.
So, but no, that was one of the, that was a fun time. And speaking of Trader Sam's, you guys are going to love the next episode of All Aboard, celebrating 10 years of Trader Sam's and the celebration of the new one, which is also a collaboration with the Tiki Cast here. And we're going to do a little mashup episode. And that was something, and this was something I'll bring up, is the spinoff. Who would have thought we'd even have a spinoff? And that was actually your idea, because you had the idea for the first spinoff.
And all my spinoffs have failed.
you have a lot of spinoff ideas, which are still in, we'll say they're still in the blue sky. Moments, but no, seriously.
Spooks got canceled before it even started. Disfluence.
Lindsay, which were good ideas.
Thanks.
Lindsay.
No, yeah, thanks, Lindsay.
What else? Wasn't there? Well, YouTube, because you started off some of your. Udi agrees that was a great time for sure. Yeah, he was also part of that, along with Alex, Addy, Your Mermaid, Ariel,
Corey in the House.
Corey in the House. Patient Zero.
Corey in the House's friend.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. What was your friend's name? That guy was cool.
The movie theater guy. Full of
Yeah. But I had a fun video, too, of us going through the backside of water, but it was like a 5-second video, so I didn't want to share it. But, I mean, you got another project coming up, and how's that? You don't have to really mention what it is, but how can you? Shout out to Chris. Yes.
Chris
was awesome.
Shout out to
Chris. Yes.
Yeah, I'm trying to do it with just like wedding stuff going on, and so it's,
don't try to start a new podcast in the middle of planning a wedding.
Yeah, it's okay. You know? I'm married in less than a month and a half, so then maybe we'll roll it out.
But the 2 months before is going to be hell. Trust me. It wasn't even my wedding, but my sister's. So, congratulations again, Nikki and Ken, on your recent marriage. But
congrats.
Man, that was a lot of work. So I can imagine what you're going through right now.
Yeah, yeah, it's okay.
Yeah, Udi says Corey started the Rona.
He did. He was patient zero.
He
thanks
did.
For shutting down Disneyland, buddy,
for a year and a half. But no, that was a fun time. I can't wait to do it again. I can't wait to drink that peppermint bark drink again.
Yeah, dude, that was good.
Yeah, that was delicious. And Kaniki. So, God, I'm trying to think. There's been so many. I wish I had more videos, but like since this podcast started, I've done 2 D23s for the podcast and ran into cool people like Hazen from Podketeers and the guys from Skyler who runs Diz Insider. And you know what? We got some comments too, and I'm just kind of brain farting, but I want to read some of our comments on Instagram. So we got one from Sasquatch. Well, first we got one that somebody wants us to promote stuff on Reality Records. So, okay.
I thought that was I see that everywhere. Whenever it's like a podcast or something, it's like, oh, you could promote on Reality Records.
So once again, if you're listening to the podcast, we are live on Instagram and Facebook. And so we're reading some comments. And so Udi writes, yikes, that drink was awful. The peppermint bark one? Are you serious? Or are we talking about a different drink?
I just had a sip and I was like, wow, I wish I had one. I wasn't feeling so good that night.
Was it too tart?
Oh, Reality Records? I think.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I don't know what's happening anymore.
Yeah. Get too many comments. So.
Read the comments. We're like too popular.
Nah, I wish. No, I'm kidding. So the first comment we actually got was from All Aboard Podcast. Oh, wait. He's like, I do like the original host a lot, and when you guys had JC as a guest. So those were fun times, and you should have been a guest today, but, you know, you didn't.
Yeah. You're watching. Like, why couldn't you just been on?
Exactly. And he's probably in his car. See, I recorded episode 1 in my car. You could have recorded episode 94 in your car.
Yeah.
Circle of life, man. So Sasquatch. Yeah. So Sasquatch, superfan Sasquatch, comments, dudes, congratulations. Cheers to 5 years. And that rhymes. Cheers to 5 years. May the force be with you and infinity and beyond. I've enjoyed every single episode except the ones where Ryan hasn't seen the movie. LOL.
Oh, so you don't like any of the episodes?
Where you haven't seen the movie.
Yeah, because I've never seen any of the movies you guys talk about.
LOL. So along with, and, you know, it's a joke. Along with other Disney podcast family members, you guys have brought laughs, memories, joy, and fun when we're far, far from the park. So glad I hit the play button last year. Who knew it would lead up to meeting y'all, except Scroll Gone Wild, Christy. One day off, sir. You're one day off, but someday. Someday
soon. Yeah, we'll do a big meetup.
And wait, except for Christy, at least not yet. Good point. Feels great to be a kid again while adulting full time and with this whole fam. It's even greater. Keep up the awesome work. You three, cheers to the future. Oh, man, that was awesome. Thank you very much. And like we said, I wanted to shout you out on every show because you are a listener of every show that we're involved in, LTP, All Aboard, Mando. So I was sure to give you a shout out because it was definitely a pleasure meeting you and your wife. And, yeah, that was a highlight of the trip. And hopefully you get your shirt soon. I'm wearing mine right now. So
nice.
That'll work. Oh, he actually did one thing.
I'm not.
One last thing, unpopular opinion. But the new Mickey animation is awesome. So, going back.
Awesomely terrible.
But the ride is awesome. So, yeah, sorry. We're getting... I'm missing the comments here. So, Udi didn't like it. Corey remembers getting 1,000 emails a day from Ryan.
Yeah.
And Efren remembered that. Great point. So this is great for the audio part of the show.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. Much love to you, too. And yes. And we also got a message from one of our longtime listeners, the Main Street Mouseketeer, John. 5 years, 3 exploding head emojis, or mind-blown emojis. That's crazy. I remember the first episode. I apologize for that once again. I listened was with a Halloween episode with Mighty Joe Young and Corey in the house. I was instantly hooked, and to this day, you guys still make my commute so much better. I loved being a guest on the show and in the past. Your show has also introduced me to some really awesome people, so thank you guys, and congratulations on this milestone and many years to come. Thank you for... you know, listening for so long, and it was awesome meeting you at Epcot. We need to get you on the show again. I really wanted to record audio when we were hanging out at Epcot, but also didn't want to be like the that podcast guy. Like, hey, we just met. You know, what do you think
right now?
Yeah, how do you feel? Let's do this.
Like my face?
I just wanted to enjoy the park, hanging out with you and my niece, and just had a great time, which we did. So it was awesome. So, even my mom's like, oh, your friend was so nice. So, thank you, sir. And I think that's most of the comments we've gotten on Instagram. No more promoting comments. I will look on Facebook if you have anything else you remember. I mean, your Galaxy's Edge, that was kind of for the podcast.
Oh, yeah.
When it opened.
Yeah,
so, I mean,
forgot about that.
I mean, we've talked about it before, but, I mean, talk about it again. It's a great story.
Yeah, opening morning, Galaxy's Edge, got to the park at 3, even though everyone was, like, secured to get in. It was just, like, everyone was doing it, so the line was that I was, like, halfway to DCA at 3, and then they let us all in at, like, 4, and we just, like, you could walk around on Main Street, and it was just, like, an empty Main Street from 4 to 6, and then we all went to Tomorrowland to, Trading Post? No, what do they call the Star Wars store in Tomorrowland?
Oh, Star Trader.
Star Trader. No. The other one. The made up one.
Oh, the Launch Bay.
Yeah, Launch Bay. We all got our wristbands, and then we all lined up beside the Matterhorn for like an hour, hour and a half. And then we all just walked in, and it was crazy.
And you met, or you ran into, you know, many vloggers, bloggers.
Yeah.
Josh DeMero.
Yeah, I talked to him a couple of times. I was standing beside Adam LeBoux and Justin Scard and Fresh Baked when we were all waiting for our wristbands. So that was kind of cool to just watch them do their thing off camera. And then met podcasters in line for Ogas and then just sat with them. So made new friends. I was supposed to leave at like 11 and I was there till 4:30.
Yeah. I forget their names, but it was, they did the Nostalgia Minute, which is the Nostalgia podcast, which is another great Disneyland and Disney podcast. And that's one of their spinoffs where it was basically like a minute to 3 minute show. But I believe one of the hosts is the co-host for the Doom Buggies podcast now.
Oh, okay. That's pretty cool.
Yeah. And I forget their names, but yeah, that was cool because you guys totally did the Oga's drinks, the boomerang, the boomerang, and you were doing that whole trip.
Yeah. It was good because like everyone just got like bought one drink and then everyone just kind of, this is pre-COVID, everyone just kind of tried it. So everyone just got to try everything.
Yeah. So, let's see. Sasquatch says, so I'm going to say this, but Angry Dogs was disappointing. I can agree with that.
It's nothing special.
No, and I got
Costco
all excited.
Hot dogs are better.
when I first went there, I got all excited because they said, like, they had hot dogs, hot mustard, hot ketchup, and hot fries.
Sriracha ketchup.
So I was like, ooh, hot fries. I could go for that with a hot dog. It was just fire Cheetos.
Yep.
I was like, really? This sucks. No, I agree with you. Alex has talked about when they did Pixar Fest. I know we're kind of jumping back and forth, but hey, it's okay because it's part of the show. Alex mentioned the Jack hot dog that they had at Corn Dog Castle, which was three different flavors. It was like a regular Polish dog, then had like hot mozzarella or Jack cheese or something, then like a hot.
Interesting.
I can't remember. I'll have to ask them, but yeah, because it was the year the Incredibles 2 came out, so all the different Jack-Jacks. So they did a corn dog with three different flavors.
Oh, interesting.
So, yeah, I'll have to find out from Alex which one that was. But no, the footage you had, though, and the pictures.
I got some really good pictures opening day.
Yeah, you did. that was pretty amazing.
So I got out of there at like 3 or 4, and then I walked to get some beignets and like a water bottle, and I sat in that little courtyard for like 3 hours, like editing pictures and uploading them. So it was like, it was like a full work day. Like that was, and then I just sat, I think the rest of the day on Main Street. I was so wiped out.
No, I hear you. That was awesome though. And you're posting like crazy, like a madman. Sasquatch comments.
Mustard.
You gotta say it like the Mad Hatter. Mustard.
I'll let
Don't
you do that.
Be Philly. Don't let be Philly. Okay. Well, you were there. It took me a little bit later to get there, but we went there because D23 was that following summer. That was the last D23. So me, Christy, her friend Mike went, and everybody wanted to see my reaction. I don't know why, but they wanted to see my reaction to when I saw the Falcon for the first time. I don't know if they thought I was going to be like a wuss or be a, you know, I don't know. But I didn't cry because Christy was poking the bear, you know.
Yeah.
I couldn't, I don't know. Maybe I had stage fright. I would say my eyes probably got watery, but I don't know. Should I show the video? And you guys can tell me what you think. So again, this is bad for the audio podcast, but since we don't have the audio clips, of the greetings, this is for you guys on YouTube and Facebook. But yeah, here's my moment of seeing the Millennium Falcon for the first time at Galaxy's Edge. And don't make fun of me too much.
Me right now, and we're headed towards the Falcon. So,
Ogas
was awesome. Ogas was awesome. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Ogas was awesome. My drink, I got the Yub Nub, and it was.
Coffee wasn't good,
but the Yub Nub was awesome.
Yub Nub was awesome.
Orange and coffee.
Is that the fizzy? No, that's
not the Falcon. Holy.
Yeah, exactly.
Wow.
You gonna cry, Joey?
Not with the pressure.
He might cry.
She really wanted me to cry.
Oh my God.
I could tell.
I'm not sure what happened.
Too gross.
Oh.
Well,
oh, pardon our pixie dust.
That's quick.
Oh my god.
You might cry.
Oh, okay, I don't think.
I don't know what's going on here.
I don't think it's gonna work.
Just here's the Joey stupid funny faces reaction, I guess. I don't know what's going on. Oh well, I guess you guys get the idea. See, even YouTube doesn't want to make fun of me.
Yeah, I agree.
Oh well,
that's
you get
okay.
The picture.
Yeah.
Ah, I don't know how to get out of this. Okay, there we go.
There we go.
You guys get the picture. I didn't cry. My eyes glazed. But I will admit, though, every time I see the Falcon for the first time.
We'll put that video up on YouTube if you guys want to watch
it's
it.
On the IG, it's on our IGTV, so
okay.
It's there.
There you go, if you guys are interested in checking it out.
Yeah, but that was a great time. Yeah man. Jeez. Do you have... You had some favorite guests on the show, didn't you?
Yeah.
I mean, you set up some pretty good interviews, too, actually.
Yeah, KS Geekspin, Ali, Wiz Khalifa, our intro was pretty sick for a while there.
Oh, yeah, it's coming back. Don't worry.
Oh, it is? Don't worry. Okay.
I didn't know what you were talking about for a second. I'm like, what?
Right. I was going to grab my hot toy of Ray Park, but that's okay.
No. It is coming back. The little tease to the listeners is we are going to be updating our intros music, you know, 5 years, almost 100 episodes. We can retweak a few things. There's going to be a few retweaks coming up. But, yeah, you'll be able to hear the Ray Park intro with a little bit more coming up real soon. So that's all I'll say right now. I'll be like Forrest Gump. That's all I got to say about that.
That's a terrible movie.
We're not even. You know what? one guy. You also introduced us to Mike from Nashville ICC Con.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Next year. And I mean, that's been one of our higher listened episodes. The second time, especially because. People saw, like, wait, a convention? What? And now they're popping up all over, so.
Yeah, it was like, hopefully. Right after we recorded that, I was like, as long as the convention's not April 29th next year, I'm good to go. And the convention's from April 27th, or 28th to 30th, and I have a wedding right in the middle, so.
Yeah. And it's the beginning of May, which the end of May is Star Wars Celebration, but hoping to go. Udi and Sasquatch was kind of talking about my reaction, so Udi does have my reaction on Rise after my first time.
Joey
so.
Has my reaction.
Yeah, you cussed.
I did.
You did.
But I feel like it was a lot.
Sasquatch likes my big cheeser. Big old cheeser.
We all like your big old cheeser.
Yes. And one thing I really want to get into. I got a list of, like, We've had some great guests on the show, and one of my favorite things, and one thing that I did want to get on early on the show was Spotlight Cosplayers. So that's been one of the things I've been proud of is I felt like we've had some really cool cosplayers, and it's been weird the last year because there's been nobody cosplaying because there's no cons, there's no events, and you know so. That will be coming up real soon, coming back now. I've been talking to a few here, local Rebel Legion people. If you're a Disney cosplayer, too, and you want to be featured, let us know. Message us, and we'll definitely set something up. If you're local in the area, even Bay Area, I'm getting back into photography, so I'd be more than happy to do a photo shoot.
Yeah, took a couple good pictures of me. Ended up on the gram.
Exactly. So... yeah, that was a lot of fun, and I got a couple of photo shoots coming up, actually, local, so I'm kind of putting a little mini portfolio together, but I was going to write a list of so many guests, but there's just, we've, we've had so many, and we're going to get back into having some guests coming up. But you know, some of my first interview was with Leslie Kay, who does. She's the one that started the Disney Bounding, you know what Disney Bounding is.
Yeah.
So, and even our first Spotlight cosplayer was Beta Mite. We've had some great cosplayers. So, talked to one of my probably highlight interviews was talking to Jennifer McGill. She was one of the Mickey Mouse Club members from when I was a kid.
Oh, yeah. I remember that one.
Yeah. She was super cool. I'm planning on trying to talk to more of the members because, like, they're all my age, a little bit older, and now, you know, there's all these, feels so old, but, you know, these 30th anniversary, 35th anniversary events popping up with all these members, and they're all, like now they're doing so many stuff together, so I do plan on trying to get more of the Mickey Mouse Club from the late 80s, early 90s, because, like I said, that was my growing up and stuff, so oh man, and of course Tiki Tony, you know, one of my favorite Tiki artists, local author here, Russell Flores, met him through Skywalker Through Neverland, but he actually, like I said, I always plug his books because they're awesome. They're the seen unseen Disney, and to me this is what's funner than like Hidden Mickey's, is you could carry his book at Disneyland and like, all right, I want to go to the castle and flip the pages and like, and you see the stuff that's hidden on the castle that it's been right in our face for 66 years, but people are like, oh my gosh, look, I never noticed that. So those kind of things that are meant to be seen that get overlooked all the time. And so he's got two books and they're really cool. Nice. I should have wrote in the list, but you know, we've had so many really great interviews and interactions with other podcasts. Udi, of course, and we're going to get him on the show more.
And do we have to?
Yeah, of course. Udi's been part of the live shows, live streaming from Disneyland. So, So, no, we got a lot of stuff planned here. And man, I seriously can't believe that we made it to 5 years. And I mentioned I couldn't do this without Skywalker Through Neverland, but I also couldn't do this without Corey because he's the one that got us going, got the show going, mm-hmm. sent me the microphone, sent me, you know, and eventually where I was editing the show. So he left a really cool message. So for our podcast listeners, here you guys go, and you'll listen to that, and hope you enjoy it.
Hey, Disney Universe, what's going on, guys? It's me, Jungle Cruiser, from All Aboard. You guys know me. No, I'm just joking. So you guys put the question out there, favorite memories or moments of the DU podcast. It goes back 5 years. No, I'm kidding. I do want to say, if you guys don't know where this show actually started, was a Tumblr blog that Yoho Joe, Joey, Five Show Joe, whatever you guys want to call him, started, give or take around the time All Aboard was starting. And we all know Joey always wanted to do podcasts. And we actually were going to do the All Aboard podcast originally together. It just didn't work out. And I don't even know we were going to call it that. We were just throwing out the idea for a podcast. So we always know he wanted to do a podcast. And his show, his blog, the Disney Universe, then eventually turned into a podcast. And that's kind of how that show started. But I know everyone knows that. If you listen to this show, if you didn't know that, hey, fun fact. And then from there, he started, you know, basically he was part of the All Aboard podcast for a while, being the conductor. He was a guest here and there. And at the time the show started, I did have time to do two shows. And then life just hit me. Came at me really fast, and I barely even had time for one show. So about a year into it, after the first anniversary, I had to let him know I don't want to leave for any other reason that I just don't have time to do two shows, you know. And I was already doing All Aboard, and there was a few episodes here and there that he was doing the show with like another guest or kind of solo. And I suggested, hey, got this guy who's very, you know, you know Ryan from the All Aboard podcast. He's been a guest here and there. You know, he's likes recording shows. He wants to record a podcast. And, you know, and also, well, I'll say this about myself. I didn't know too many of the references or too much about Star Wars. I'm familiar with Star Wars, but I didn't feel myself also being a great fit. There was the time and then being a great fit. And that's when Ryan stepped in and had the time, and it was a bit, like a better fit overall for the show. He's been the host for almost 4 years, because it's the fifth anniversary. He took over slightly a year into the show, a little after, but you know who's counting. So that's kind of my favorite moment is the origin, the start of the first part of the show, and then the second wave. Which is still in the second wave. It's still, you know, continuing that wave, and kind of what it's become and how it's grown. And, you know, it's, you know, something I listen to all the time, and I learn stuff too, because, you know, how we do on our show, All Aboard, we don't do the news or, you know, we don't do the research. Their show, they do sometimes, and I learn stuff all the time. And then also what it'll do is it'll spark me to go watch these movies that I haven't seen in a long time. So for instance, The Sandlot, it's like, I haven't seen that in a couple of years. And then they talk about it, or it's been more than a couple of years, and then I'll go watch that, you know, or, you know, stuff like that, where it's just like, or stuff you just didn't know at the parks, or Muppets, you know, they always talk about how they're going to talk about Muppets, and they finally did. I'm still waiting for that ESPN episode, which I guess they did a sports movies, but I want exclusively ESPN, guys. So if you guys could get that going, I think everyone would enjoy that. Well, let's see. As far as favorite episodes go, I would say the one that stands out to me is, I had to look up the episode number, episode 67, Jennifer McGill from the new Mickey Mouse Club. I remember listening to that episode and just hearing her story, and just, I had a lot of fun listening to it. And it's kind of a weird thing is, a part of the episode, I was driving in a certain area where I live, and for some weird reason, every time I drive in that little area, which is only a couple miles from my house, I think back to, you guys, you know how you associate things with a smell or certain sounds you heard. I think back to that episode, and that one stands out. It's burned into my brain for a good reason, I guess, though. I think that's my two cents on the Disney Universe podcast, and here's to another 5 years. I guess one of the most awesome things, in my opinion, is that it was July 17th, you know, so it's Disneyland's anniversary, and I know it's Disney Universe, and it is, the DU's anniversary, so the Disney Universe, or DU, as the cool kids like to call it. And the other cool thing about it is that they're part of the Disney podcast family. So we're all just one big family over here. They're my co-hosts on my show. I used to be a co-host on that show. I probably talked about myself way too much for a Disney Universe spot recording, whatever you want to call it. But anyways, guys, like I said, talk to you guys soon, obviously. And here's to another 5 years. Later, guys.
So, thank you, Corey, dude. Like I said, once again, you know, couldn't get this show done without you. Man, I don't know how to end it. I just can't believe. And next up, we're so close to our 100th episode. But we're not going to mention it this episode, but we do got a lot of plans coming up. I just wanted to kind of reflect more on the last 5 years. Just the friends we've made. Me personally, I mean, Corey, you, Udi, yeah. Sasquatch, Superfan Jen, Mike from Star Wars Fandom Report, the guys from Podketeers, and not just Udi, but everybody Leave It Today. I mean, me and Udi talk about, like, you know, because of just Disney fandom and doing the podcast, I mean, we've met so many people and, like, lifelong friends, and that just really means a lot. And do you got anything you want to add real quick, or
no? That was a pretty good send off right there.
Well, I got one more thing I kind of want to say. I don't know if this, I got a message
from somebody. I'm going to end on this, but it's like I got a message from somebody not too long ago, and they're saying like, oh, you know, really really enjoyed the show and you know, just the community and the interactions and the stuff you post and the, you know, you share other podcasts, which they, a lot of people get that image or get that thought that like, oh, you know, listen to our show, but don't listen to that show. Or, you know, we're in competition with certain podcasts and everything. But then I'm like, I think we were on a couple years ago, we were like on a little bit of hiatus for, I can't remember what. It was just like a 2 month or something, but I was constantly sharing like, hey, check out this show. Check out this show. They're great, blah, 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 and everything. But anyways, no, it was like, we are a podcast family. And, you know, there, a lot of this is, you know, like I said, lifelong friends, and a lot of it stemmed through the podcast. But yeah, I got a message and somebody was just thanking us basically for, you know, as, especially with like COVID and stuff, but you know, we're, you know, trying to keeping the show going along, and they were having some personal issues. And so it's like, they can use it as an escape, you know, Disney is like their escape, but they were kind of using us as an escape too. And I was like, so, I mean, I felt really humbled that like we were kind of added to that Disney healing. And, then I kind of wanted, then I was thinking, I'm like, you know, without getting like too personal, but I, you know, I've gone through some, you know, over the years, just, you know, we all go through our little things, and if it wasn't for doing the podcast and the show, it's like, I don't know, I probably would have gone nuts by now. So just doing the show has been like my therapy, I guess,
yeah,
for just like rough times. That. Yeah. I know sometimes, if we're having rough times, it's like we want to just, you know, go dark for a little bit and kind of do our own thing or, you know, whatever. But it's like, for me, like if I would have done that, I probably would have gone insane, and just shut down. But doing the show has actually, I mean, the interaction with our listeners and our podcast family is like, what's been keeping me going. And I don't know. It's just, I don't know. I just wanted to feel like, I just wanted to share that. Cause like, yeah, this has been my therapy. This has been my happy place. Maybe that's why I've been kind of dipping my toes in so many different shows. Cause it's like, I can't stand this right now. I need to do another podcast. you know, life sucks right now. All right, let's do another show. Let's do YouTube and stuff. But I do love doing this. I love this. I love the expansion that we've been doing on here, and can't wait to share some of our plans. And we're probably going to do that on our 100th episode coming up. About six episodes now, so
it's like 3 months. Yeah,
probably right after your wedding.
So, yeah, probably.
So, So I don't know. I think that's a good good. And end this on a little deep note, but I personally want to thank you, Ryan, listeners, Corey, Christy, Udi, Sasquatch, Superfan Jen, everybody, Jonathan. The list is really too long. Richard and Sarah. Like, see, I'm trying to cut it out, but I'm still naming names. So
yeah, there's so many people. Like, 5 years is a long time, and we've met a lot of amazing people.
Yeah, and we're just going to meet more. And it really didn't hit me though. I mean, we were planning on this for months, but it really didn't hit me. 5 freaking years. I mean, that's insane. I mean, and it took us a while to get here because we did start off as a monthly show, mm-hmm. and you kind of got us to do a biweekly show. You wanted to record every week, but I'm like, I can't. Yeah. if we did that, we would have done 100 episodes like 6 months ago or a year ago, but
yeah,
I can't believe it's awesome. I'm really, really humbled and love doing this. So, and I will continue to bust my ass to make a fun show. Just entertaining. We're not historians, we always joke about, but if you do learn something once in a while in some of our topics, then that's a bonus. But we're here. Yeah. I think we're here just to put a smile on your face and yeah. But I forgot all the with all the mushy stuff. I forgot all the housekeeping stuff at the beginning of the episode.
You can find us. if you want to interact with us and you're new here on YouTube or listening to us for the first time, you can head over to Instagram and Facebook and Twitter and just look up Disney Universe Podcast. And if you're listening to the show and you want to watch the show, you can head over to youtube.com/Disney Universe Podcast. And if you'd like to become an exclusive member of our DU crew, which includes Discord apparel, Superfan Sasquatch in the chat, Mike, and Superfan Jen, you can head over to patreon.com/DU crew, right? Did I get it right this time?
Yes. Yes, you did.
You know what we are? We're family.
Jeez. If you have good family memes, send them my way because I love them. So,
I saw some hilarious ones. Oh, I sent one to our man. Okay, now we got to end on a lighter note. But I sent one, and it was a collaboration meme of the scene on Rise of Skywalker where you see Poe and is like, "There's too many of them." Then you hear, "But there's more of us." Then he's like Dom, and it's all the cars in space. He's like, "We're family," something like that. No, I also I also wanted to thank our good friends Matt and Teresa, who just got back from Disneyland. They are the owners of Neverland Trading, and I'm wearing one of my favorite shirts of theirs, the Hero, Whatever It Takes.
I'm not.
But and Sasquatch has one on the way. I just ordered their Jungle Cruise map shirt that I'll be wearing. I was going to dress up for Jungle Cruise for the movie. I'm just going to wear the shirt, but I'll wear my skipper hat. And
I'm going to order a hoodie from them for my honeymoon in February.
Well, that's sweet. Well, you know what? If you do that, you could use the code Dverse at checkout, and that's at the checkout. It's Dverse at Neverland Trading, and you get a nice little discount on your hoodie for your anniversary or your honeymoon. Sorry.
Yes. Thank you.
But thank you guys.
Yes, thank you. I'm sure we'll have another Moshi show in 6 episodes. So
that one's going to be fun because it's going to be a planning episode. This one's just kind of like reflecting. There's so much stuff we missed, but I mean.
Yeah.
I wanted to do it kind of like, that's why we went live. I wanted to do it like, I didn't want to have it like noted down. Like, okay, we think this person, we think this person, we remember this show. I don't know, but I just wish that video worked a little bit better. But once again, from me, thank you guys for a hell of a ride these first 5 years. Next goal, 5 more. Definitely. We got a
Next
lot of
school, Disney. We have our own studio in Disneyland, our own recording studio.
Yeah, you'd have to leave Canada for that, though.
That's okay. I'll leave for that.
All right. So,
yes, and thank you, guys. Joey, for everything. And yeah, I don't get too mushy because I'll cry. So, you know, I love you. It's all good.
And we'll boomerang it.
Yeah. Boom. Boom. Wait. Can we do this? No, you have to go the other way. How do we do this?
So for the podcast, we're doing heart hands on YouTube.
Yeah. We just lost everyone.
Yeah, they're gone. Thank you, guys. And, you know, until next time.
May the Force be with you.
Till infinity and beyond.
like you.